Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Fastest on the gun, both speed guns on the course. Lindsey Vonn looking for World Cup win, number 83. And the first since her comeback at the age of 41. Can Lindsey Vonn do it? Lindsey Vonn has done it! And in second, that is fantastic by Lindsey Vonn.
What has she done?
She's done everything. She is a hero, and she has done everything. She's winning at age 41, and we should be very excited for all of the things that she's done. This gives me such a source of pride. Adam,
yeah.
Middle-aged people are having a moment.
Yeah.
It's not really, I'm excited about this. It's not just Lindsey Vonn. It's also Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers.
I know you guys want me to talk football,
yeah.
So I'm going to. But when I have been following his story because I thought that maybe he was going to die after yesterday's game, that maybe he was just not going to get out of the bed this morning because he was so beat up.
Yeah.
44-year-old Philip Rivers made headlines and history, came out of retirement to start for the Indianapolis Colts. And is still alive today, I'll be happy to report.
well, we hope so. But I had to watch some of that game yesterday, and I'm watching it, and there was one moment where he kind of fell down, and he got back up, and it's like, and he's kind of got the dad bod now. It's like he's not the svelte 25-year-old. Right. He's a grandfather, for heaven's sake.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, good on Lindsey Vonn, by the way.
Yep, and she won the World Cup downhill at age 41, and this is the beginning of another Olympic season for her.
Yeah.
Like, okay, look, 41 isn't old. It's absolutely not old. But to be an elite athlete at 41, you're thinking, oh, my body is definitely not what it was at 18
mm-hmm.
anymore. We just don't have that anymore. And this is fantastic. And by no means is she old, Lindsey. Absolutely not. I'm just saying what you have accomplished is even greater because you are not 22 anymore. And I feel the same way about River Phillips, which, by the way, is Philip Rivers. Excuse me.
River.
That's like a
River Phillips. No. That's a good name, though. River Phillips.
It's a good name, right? That sounds like an actor, doesn't it? Yeah, that's it. I just think that everything is fantastic. And I'm so proud of people not just saying because their age, like age is just a number for these folks. And I'm sure that Philip Rivers feels sore this morning, but hopefully he will continue to play. And again, Lindsey Vonn is just at the beginning of this Olympic season. And I just think that what an inspiration they are for people that are over 40 thinking, I'm hanging it up. I'm not playing anymore because that's not old anymore, friends. Mm-hmm.
I think Minnesotans specifically should be so looking forward to these next coming Olympics because we get to see Minnesotan Lindsey Vonn.
Mm-hmm.
She grew up here, skiing at Buck Hill, compete at the highest level at 41 years old. It's also the last time we'll see Jessie Diggins, another Minnesotan. She's in her mid-30s, and she will ski her last season this year as well. And we ought to be darn proud and darn excited. Like, as I look at my sports excitement, like, the Vikings are done. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot else to watch. You know what I'm going to be excited about watching this winter? I'm going to be excited about watching those two women skiers compete in the Olympics. And as a Minnesotan, as a winter sports lover, and as a father of two daughters who, like, I got to be honest, like, we like watching football together, but I'm not pointing to players on the Vikings and telling my kids to be fans of those guys. I mean, they're fine. They're great. I'm sure some of them are great family men or whatever. Yeah. And look, I also don't know if Diggins or Vaughn, I don't know them personally either, but I will encourage my daughters to become fans of those two athletes because of the Minnesota connection, because of the way they've persevered in their careers. It's a time in sports where I'm excited about fandom of those two specific athletes. And I also think you brought the age element into it. And as I was out skiing on Friday night, and I was listening to something about Lindsey Vonn, and I had the thought at I'm 39, and I had the thought, like, have I done my best skiing in my life? Mm-hmm. And as somebody who picked, cross country, I picked up late in life. I feel like I'm still improving. But that's a question us in our 30s and in Lindsey's case, early 40s, like, you're getting close. Yeah. You've done your best. Yep. You're on the downhill. But to see somebody in their, 30s and 40s in Diggs and Vaughn competing at the highest levels, it's inspiring. It should be for people middle age to say we can still get out there and be athletic and still, achieve things at a high level. Yeah. It's truly inspiring.
The Winter Olympics. I love the Winter Olympics. Doesn't matter if local people are in it or not, especially skiing events. And I'll just say this, too. Like, we were in this trip, when we were in Austria, we were in this little town called Seefeld. We got on these horse carriages to pull us through town. Beautiful town. But the driver of this carriage, I was talking to him, and it was very broken English. He didn't know much English. I know hardly any German. And we're trying to have this conversation. But when he started talking about skiing, man, like, that is their world, skiing,
And cool.
And we kind of connect. I said, Lindsey Vonn. And he said, oh, yeah, And they know the good skiers. And Jesse Diggins, and because that is their whole life over there. Mm-hmm. And we connected over that moment. And, good for, 41.
Yeah.
It's just remarkable.
I think it's also so good for a community like, Minnesota and many other places, places where we can ski, we can cross country and downhill ski here. And it's an activity unlike football and basketball and stuff. You can ski into your, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. People continue to ski. Mm-hmm, so I think it's good for the sport. If you're somebody who, makes a living off one of those sports, this has got to be good news that, young people will be watching those two athletes compete this winter.
People are pointing out, too, didn't she have a knee replaced?
Yeah, she hasn't skied for 6 years because she had, severe injury. Now is making a comeback.
Mm-hmm. I'm just fantastic. So, and people, I was going to ask, what are you doing as an older person? Like, I learned to snowboard at 40. And it was not easy, my friends, but I did it because my husband is a big snowboarder, and we taught the kids, and we do that as a family, and that's fun. Again, now at 53, post-cancer twice, I'm not getting on the board right yet, but I hope to someday.
Yeah.
I really do. And someone said at 64, I'm self-employed. I thought this was an inspiration of, okay, well, I'm going to read it anyway. At 64, I'm self-employed, sitting on a lease, trying to decide if I should sign it or not for 3 more years to keep my business open and keep working hard. I feel like I'm doing my best at what I do, and I don't know what to lean towards signing. I don't know what to lean towards signing up. Then this segment was a bit of inspiration.
There you go. Hey, we
see?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad I read the text. Yeah, I thought it was about sports, but I think it's just about life. I mean, we do need to do a welfare check on Philip Rivers, make sure he's okay this morning. After the game, somebody check in, maybe bring him some ice. But 64, honey, you got lots left to do.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can retire, that's a nice thing, but lots left. I'm glad this was an inspiration, because that's how I felt when I read about, certainly when I heard about him and then read about Lindsey Vonn. I thought, you know what? Let's keep doing all the things.
Yeah. And it's good to have something like Dave was saying, where you still can improve on something like later in life. Even though, it's proven we are not the same people we were when we were in our 20s and 30s. I mean, you are at your physical peak, or should be, then.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still things to keep your brain strong. Like me, guitar, like this, I really want to commit to, like, taking guitar lessons and trying to improve, as that's something I can continue to do for the next however many years I'm still on this earth. So that would be something where I could say, you know what, at 60, I'm the best guitar player I've ever been at 60 years old.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I hope you can say that.
Yeah.
I do. I hope you can say that. So fun. I loved having the inspiration. And again, I wish them well on their journeys, because this is good inspiration for the rest of us. When we get back at 11:35, we are doing Stop It.
Yes.
Adam is back. We have a lot of things we would like to stop. Even in the season of giving, this season of excess, we are stopping things. So yep. That's coming up at 11:35. Get yours in gear and start sending them to us. 651-461-9226. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're worried if we're going to get calls. We got calls coming in.
What am I hearing, Adam?
Toto.
So good. God, Toto was a good band.
Toto's fantastic band.
I mean, right?
Yes.
Toto's a good band. I am enjoying that.
Again, we're about to give away tickets to see Toto and Christopher Cross and the Romantics at the brand spanking new Mystic Lake Amphitheater, which I'm looking forward to next August. So fifth caller will win those tickets. It's Dr. Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Roger, you're live on the air. Watch the mouth. No, keep the language clean, please.
Okay.
You, sir, are the fifth caller, and you just won yourself a pair of tickets to see Toto, to see Christopher Cross, and to see the Romantics at the Mystic Lake Amphitheater. You're our first winner. Congratulations, Roger. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Falcon Heights, Minnesota.
Falcon Heights.
Correct. Yeah, my
are you a
fan?
A big fan?
Good.
Are you a fan?
Yeah. My wife is, yeah. I referenced my wife. She's a big fan of Toto, yeah. Africa is one of her favorite songs.
Sure. Yes.
Is she a Gen Xer like we are?
Yeah, well, she's 56. I'm 57.
There you
so
go.
Right in the wheelhouse, yep.
Smack in the middle. Oh, you're going to have such a... So is now that you've won these tickets, maybe she's not listening. Are they now a gift for Christmas, or are you going to tell her, I won these for free?
I paid a lot of money for these tickets, honey.
Yeah, no, I don't do Christmas presents for her until about December 23rd, somewhere in there. Yeah. So that's way too early.
It's all right.
No, I'll tell her. She'll be excited. I'll call her right after I get up the line.
Okay, you'll tell her. Okay, excellent. Well, you know what? Enjoy every minute. Yeah. Have a great time. And you'll have to call us back after the concert and let us know how it was.
Before we let you go, Roger, and we're going to keep you on hold because Dave's got to get your information. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about, obviously, Lindsey Vonn winning the world downhill at age 41. And we were talking about people later in life who maybe are at the best at certain ages where we wouldn't think they are. At 57 years old, you just mentioned, is there something you're doing better than you ever have before right now?
I'm not too sure about that. Although, you guys, like your one caller said, as far as being inspirational, my daughter is playing volleyball now, and that was something I played college and after, and, kind of thinking like maybe I should, get back into that now and, see if I still got it. The last time I played, it wasn't the up that was the problem, it was the coming down. So, I'm hoping that, maybe I'll get back into that again. Thanks to you guys.
There you go, man.
Love that.
Excellent.
Love it.
Well, congratulations.
Love it.
Congratulations, Roger from Falcon Heights. We'll put you on hold, and DJ will get all your information. Yeah.
Are you inspired, Adam? Are you, thinking about anything?
Well, I told you I would set, the guitar. But then somebody texts in and says, Adam, I hope it'll be true. You can play guitar well into old age. My husband owned 14 guitars, played in different bands in his early 60s, got rheumatoid arthritis, and can no longer play. He sold most of his guitars, but he enjoyed playing while he could. Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen, but that's something I really want to focus on. I would love that. Of course, last year I said, or maybe it's been 2 years when I said, you know what? This year I'm going to get involved in a community play. How'd that
that's
turn
a
out?
One, man.
How'd that turn
that's
out?
A
I didn't.
That's a lot
I,
of work.
I know. I didn't make that commitment. So this will just be something that I'm saying I'm going to do, then I don't end up doing.
Yeah, that is definitely a tough one. Okay, let's take a break. I think we already got calls for Stop It. Didn't know, I think David was already taking calls, right?
Yeah, he had a couple. I mean, can I just read these texts, though, before we take a break?
Jump in.
Because people
love that.
I learned the butterfly stroke at 67 in my local YMCA.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Yes.
You have to be in great shape.
Yes.
You have to have back muscles. I used to teach that when I was a lifeguard. That is so, I never even did it well. And I definitely can't do it now. Good for you. That is one of the hardest.
And they had their hip replaced in October. We'll be back doing the butterfly stronger than ever.
Stop
Somebody
it.
Says, that's stop great. Stop saying you're old when you're only 50. You can say you're old when you're 75. 69 years young, running my 48th marathon. Grandma's 50th in June. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love hearing all of this. It does inspire me. I'm
you gonna run a
sitting
marathon?
Right now. Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely not running a marathon. I'm sitting. But it does. I did start Tai Chi. This year because it was good for me. I did that and I need some kind of gentle exercises, but I
a lot of this like
my
slowly.
Yoga was yes, like slow moving, some lymph node release, you know, that kind of stuff. So yeah, there you go. I know you guys can't see Adam because it's radio, but he's making up Tai Chi moves currently as he sits in the studio. So that's something I started. I would like to continue.
All right. Stop it. I got a long list. Most of mine are Europe related, by the way. Most of mine are Europe related. Stop it. 6'5".
Wait, you went to Europe?
I did. I'll recap my visit. 651-461-9226. Calls, texts, use the voice message system on the Odyssey app. Three different ways you can do it. 651-461-9226. Stop it. After traffic and weather on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yes. Somebody already with this. Adam and Jordana, this is in regards to Stop It. That ad where the woman gets a puppy and the man gets a gigantic truck. Stop it.
Stop
I beg you. Stop it. Any ad where somebody's getting a brand new vehicle, stop it. Okay?
They're with just, the bow on top?
Yes.
Like, enough already. Just, like, they don't see you pulling up. I mean, come on.
Yes.
Like, they didn't check the account that you guys share to know that $50,000 right. has been released from that account. Come on. Stop it.
Still, one of the best SNL bits of the last 5 or 6 years. They do that, and the woman is like furious because her husband went out because he hasn't had a job and they don't have the money. And it just check it out; it's very funny.
It's good.
Yes,
it's good stuff.
All right, mine is European flavored. Smoking. Stop it with the smoking Europe. Honest to God, like some stereotypes like are rooted in truth. Smoking in Europe. I don't get it. I just, like, why? I thought they were healthier as a people than we were.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
They're just puffing away, and it's not indoors, thankfully. But, you know, a lot of these Christmas markets are outdoors, and people are sitting there just puffing away. And the vaping, my goodness. If it's not cigarettes, everybody else has vapes. Kids are vaping over there. Infants are vaping over there. It's just craziness.
Infants. Have they not heard the news
I don't know.
Cigarettes are bad? Did you see any packs? Like, don't they have, you will immediately die if you use this product, the kind of warnings that we have.
They still have cigarette machines.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, they're all over the place, like ATMs. Like, there's just a cigarette machine on, like, the wall of a bank. And you can, like, use your credit card and tap it, and there you get a pack of cigarettes. Pack of heaters.
That's a little hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Second one. Stop it with this thing that, like, we're the only fat people in the world. Americans are only fat. There are plenty of fat European people, okay? So stop really? It with this.
Are they?
Yes.
I thought they were walking all around eating cheese and chocolate in cafes and smoking to keep their weight down. Really?
Yes.
So they're fat too?
There are plenty of fat people in Europe. So like, let's just stop with that stereotype. Like, it's just Americans who are the fat people. Okay?
Oh, I feel a little better about us now. Yeah, that does make me feel better about us.
Lastly, and this is not strictly Europe, but I've seen this trend here. Can we stop it with the showers that have no doors on them?
What? What is going on over there? Like, that's also in Europe?
That's in Europe, but that's here too. But, you know, like, I think we all want the walk-in shower experience where you've got the...
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing, though. If it's going to be a walk-in shower, it's got to be big enough, okay? And now they're taking these hotel showers, which are, you know, normal, smaller showers, and they're leaving off the door where you just walk in and they got the one thing of glass. And then water gets everywhere on the floor. I'm talking about? Instead of having a door.
I know what you mean.
Like a shower.
Or like
curtain.
Half door.
They have. It's just like where's the door? Now like half of it's wide open and water's just splashing everywhere. Stop it with these doorless showers.
Are they unfamiliar with the fact that the water comes out of the shower and it splashes all over the bathroom?
I don't know.
Are they unclear how the shower works?
I
don't know.
I don't know either. Stop.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so stop it with that. Yeah. So it's your turn. What are you stopping? 651-461-9226. What must end immediately? And yes, okay, holiday commercials. I get that. I don't want to talk about President Trump and Rob Reiner. I will tell my parents they have to stop it with the landline phones. Like Pam and Jeff, they're in the next room, they're listening. We don't need multiple landline phones. And the landline phones are also in the bathrooms, guys.
Yeah.
Just in case somebody calls. Now, my parents both have cell phones. And they text. They're pretty good with it. You know, mom even goes on Instagram, you know, to see how the grandkids are doing.
Sure.
All of these things happen. She texts. She knows how to text pictures. Like, it's great. Why the need for multiple landline phones, including in the toilet room, and like the water closet part? We need to stop it. Okay. If you need one landline in the house, I totally understand. It should be in the kitchen. Or if you have a home office, I made my dad remove his because I'm going to be here taking care of my mom for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to stop with the landline phones. So there you go.
The one in the bathroom, I just like.
The bathroom. But they have two bathrooms in this house. We're down in Florida. They have landline phones in both of the bathrooms. They have electricity in there. They plug them in. They are plugged in. Also, you guys can take a minute. You don't have to answer my call. And I only call my parents on their cell phone. Like, who's calling on the line? Like, we, all of us children, only call them on their cell phones.
Yeah.
So I don't even know the number to the landline phone in their house in Florida.
Well, your uncle obviously knows the landline.
My uncle just called
about an hour ago.
Yes, he shares a brain with my dad. So, yes, absolutely. Footless showers started in Europe. I guess that's it. I had one in Sweden 12 years ago. We're not fans, friends. We're not fans.
Doorless. Doorless. They corrected. Doorless shower.
Doorless.
I've seen it here, though. I've seen it here.
Yeah, me too. In mostly in hotels.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're trying to save money on the shower curtains or the entire piece of glass that's necessary for a shower. Someone says, stop it with the rewards points. I'm not a member and I don't want to join your club. Just lower the price. Oh, was that yours, David?
No, it's not. But that is a good one. Everywhere you go, are you a member of the pharmacy or the laundromat or whatever? You're like, no, I'm just here. Take my money.
Yep.
Exactly. So true.
I do have one, though. It is, 10 days till Christmas, and I think I've already had 74 conversations with different family members about what our holiday plans are, what time we're picking up somebody on Christmas Eve, what time we're getting to dinner, then the next morning, where are we doing this again, what are you serving again, and I the fingers also point at myself, because I did this yesterday, we were going through a calendar for the week, and then I, then next week we're doing this and this, and I caught myself, I'm like, no, we've talked about this over and over again. We don't need to rehash the holiday plans for the 77th time right now.
Yeah.
Like, let's just be done. And I'm sure it's going to happen again and again. Oh, what did we decide? What time are we having this? And it just never stops. And like I said, I'm guilty as well. But let's make one plan, put it in ink, and move on with our lives.
Yeah.
Fair. Make a list. When we were down in Georgia visiting my daughter, she made us an itinerary. So when anybody would ask a question, she would be like, check the itinerary. And it was actually very smart. Very, very smart. Yeah. So I like that.
Somebody says, stop it, weather and news people. Every below zero temperature and snowfall is not Armageddon. I agree. We've got so soft now.
Yes.
Like
yes.
I mean, weather, we always have been weather obsessed. But even like when the national news would go with, oh, New York's getting snowfall, we'd be like, yeah, we get it all the time. But now national news was like when we had our snowstorm a couple weeks ago that wasn't that big. It led the national news. Like, give me a break. It's not that big of a deal.
It's snow. We're Minnesotans. We got you.
Willie Mike is in Crystal. Willie Mike.
By the way, this is a landline phone. Nice. And I've also got a cell, but this is so much more convenient. Oh. I know right where it is. I don't have to fiddle with the
better quality sound, too, Willie Mike. Better quality sound for radio purposes.
Thank you very much. What I want to stop is people saying absolutely. It's driving me nuts. It used to be awesome.
Absolutely.
Now it's absolutely.
Absolutely, Willie Mike.
And the other one is...
We're guilty.
Thanks for having me. It sounds like some kind of sexual seduction or something. Cut it out. Stop it.
Thank you, Willie Mike.
I need to work on the absolutely, because that is a crutch that we use verbally.
You know what it's become now? You know what that's become now? 100%. 100%. 100%. That one is everywhere now. 100%.
All true things.
Yeah.
Yes, these are all real things. Mm-hmm. We will work on it, Willie. I almost said it again. We will certainly work. I need to be more conscious. I love this because it makes you more conscious.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was a television news anchor and we would have people on and they'd bring, it was a morning show, so it was silliness, you know, so their wares or a puppy or there was somebody sitting next to me and she was showing me whatever she had, whatever BS product she had. And I was like, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is great. Wow. And a listener pointed out, Jordana, you said wow 7 times in that segment. And then one of our editors like put it all together. Wow. Was Jordana say like our stop it open?
Yeah.
And I was embarrassed and I cut that behavior down because I was appreciative of that feedback.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were mean when they said it to me, but I took it to heart and I was appreciative of that. So I've, of course, replaced wow with things like 100% and absolutely. Yeah. So I'm going to work on it. I promise, Willie.
That was like when I would do news interviews, I would always say, got it. After somebody would like finish speaking. Got it. Yeah, got it. Yeah, I just killed 3 people. Yeah, got it. Yep, got it.
Got it.
That's just weird.
I used to say interesting.
Interesting.
That's, by the way, a Jeff Green crutch, because if somebody's not that interesting or you need a beat before they tell you something, or if you don't want to respond that it's good or bad or agree or disagree, I would say interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And a former program director pointed that out to me. They said, that's your verbal crutch. I said, okay, I will try to work on that. And hopefully that hasn't sprinkled into the show. That was, 10 years ago when I started.
Somebody says, stop with Minnesota news people assuming no one likes winter and a cold forecast. Some of us like it and businesses depend on it. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
I'm going to...
Oh.
Go ahead, go ahead. What else you got?
Stop at news crews that go out into bad road conditions to show the bad road conditions that the rest of us are told to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of a little hypocritical if they're going out in the weather wagon to drive on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Someone says, stop it, having to back into your parking place while everyone is waiting. Right? What are you, showing off your skills? Thank you, Lynn. I agree.
That one, if it's a crowded parking lot and people, yes. But no, the whole backing into a parking spot thing, I back into parking spots. And I
hope you can do it quickly, or else Lynn is going to beep at you.
Well, if you pull in forward, then you're just delaying that disruption till the time you have to back out of the parking spot and cause everyone a delay. It doesn't save anything by, you know, going, just delaying the backup to later.
Yep.
Someone says, stop it. Italy and France, public bathrooms with no toilet seats.
Oof.
Is this a true thing? In Italy and France, they have public bathrooms with no toilet seats and you have to pay to use the bathroom? Have you ever seen this?
Well, the pay bathroom, that's a big thing in Europe. That's it's a lot of places. Like, we stopped at a rest stop, and in the rest stop, there was an actual turnstile. So you would put your euro in, and you'd get to go pass through the turnstile. But no, we had toilet seats. I've never seen a toilet without a seat. Maybe they're going on the bidet. The bidets don't have seats. Like, if there's two of them there and one of them doesn't have a seat, that's probably the bidet.
It's probably the bidet. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Jordana and Adam, in regards to Stop It, if you're invited to a holiday party and you're asked to bring a food item, bring that item prepared. Do not bring that item unprepared and then ask your hostess to meet you halfway and begin preparing that item at the hostess's house. Stop it. Friend.
Didn't you go off on this once?
That is exactly right. I cannot agree with you more. I requested, I entertained quite a bit, and somebody says it was Shabbos. And she says, what can I bring? I said, you know, you could bring a salad. I'm not good with salad. I don't really like salad. Please bring a salad. You know what she brought to my house? Bagged lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers in the raw, and like threw it on the counter. And she's like, oh, well, I'm just going to chop it up here. No, you are not. I am entertaining 20 people. I have my ovens going. I have my space in the kitchen, you know, accounted for. You are not chopping up a salad in my house. You should have gone to Byerly's and gone to the salad bar and just made one and put it all in a plastic. We would have served that. I was so annoyed when she did that. Unbelievable.
That's a lot.
I agree with you, friend.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
Yeah, because like you're preparing, you need your oven space for what you're cooking. You can't come over there and automatically assume that like there's going to be time in the oven for you to finish off what you are cooking.
You were supposed to bring what was ready. I understand if it needs to be heated up and there's usually like a warming oven or you can you know, cycle those things through. But my goodness, do not bring something half-baked or just thrown together. Do not bring something the hostess has to then chop or share her knives with you because she is busy.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. I did go off on that once.
Adam, how do you know the fat people you saw in Europe weren't American tourists? Because they were smoking.
Facts.
They were smoking. And Americans don't smoke.
Facts.
Europeans smoke. Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Oh, they were smoking. Okay. I'm with you. What else? Oh, gosh, there's so many texts. All right. No wonder Europeans are so much healthier than we are pay toilets. Think about it. What does that mean? You have to pay to use the toilet?
What does that have to do with health?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Someone says, I hate when someone calls me boss. Stop it. I walked into a convenience store today, and the guy said, how you doing, boss?
See, I like that. I like the boss. Hey, what's up, boss?
It's an East Coast thing.
Yes.
A lot of people say that on the East Coast. Hey, boss. Maybe it's a Bruce Springsteen reference. I'm not sure, but it's very like Philadelphia coded. So that might just be a culture, you know, a like, regional thing. Boss. You want to be the boss.
Somebody says it's not the bidet in Italy. We were just there. Many toilets in Italy do not have toilet seats. And another texter, I was in Europe on a Europe tour with Rick Steves, and the public bathrooms were missing toilet seats, just porcelain or stainless toilets. No bidets. Austria, Switzerland, and Germany have normal toilets. That I can attest to. I was just there, and they had normal toilets.
But what is going on in Europe?
I don't know.
And also, do they expect people to squat, or are only men allowed to use the toilets if they're going to stand?
To sit down.
I mean, if it's a toilet, sometimes you have to sit down.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.